Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Grand Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Good Monday morning, Chicago. Hello to the Chicago Sports Network audience. We are on simulcast. Layla Rahimi is in for Mully today. We are talking all things NFL playoffs, Cubs and Sammy Sosa coming out of the convention, and certainly the Bears coaching search. The Bears coaching search rolls on over the weekend. They interviewed Eddie George. We are getting ready to connect with Brad Biggs, who was at the Lions game, Layla, watching the Ben Johnson production, the offense that we have admired and marveled at from afar. They had a little razzle-dazzle, maybe a little bit too much razzle and dazzle for some people's taste. And I wonder where you stand before we get to Biggsy on the Ben Johnson candidacy. How realistic do you think it still is? And what did you come out of that game thinking? Was it any different than what you thought going into it about Ben Johnson and his offense?
You dance with the one who brung you, and the Lions' creative play calling, and I will call it creative, I understand that it caused some issues in the game. That game was not won or lost on one play because none of them are. The injury bug, I think, finally bit them too hard this time. To not be able to outlast the Commanders when they had a sizable halftime lead, Washington, that's a disappointment for sure. But when they needed defensive stops, to me, the onus was still on the defense to make that happen, and it didn't. And the turnovers did hurt them. The trick play turnover, I understand, but I don't mind it necessarily because that's who they are and that's what they do.
Jared Goff becoming Jared Gaff was the biggest problem. Throwing
yes.
three picks and the fumble. You know, the big picture playoff takeaway is that you can't fumble the ball if you're Lamar Jackson. You certainly can't give it away if you're Jared Goff. And that's the biggest reason why the Ravens and the Lions, two teams that I picked to win the respective conferences and meet in the Super Bowl, are not playing any longer and were eliminated. So they'll have to deal with those issues in the offseason. But let's get Brad Biggs' point of view because he was at the game in Detroit. He saw Ben Johnson's offense up close and personal, and he now joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo. Your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. The football man from the Chicago Tribune is Brad Biggs. Good morning, Brad. How's it going?
Morning, gang. What's going on?
So tell us your impressions, your biggest takeaway from seeing the Lions up close and personal. What did you think of the game plan and how the Lions lost? And also, bring us up to date on what Ben Johnson does next.
Well, I mean, I've seen Ben Johnson call games in person multiple times now over the last several years. And quarterback threw a couple bad interceptions. There's one play call I imagine everyone involved with the Lions would like back, the reverse pass by Jameson Williams. But you know what? The guy called some creative stuff that caught people by surprise all year long. And I bet his batting average is extremely high with that. It's not going to turn any teams off. It's a fair question for him in the post game or postseason. Like, hey, seriously, what were you thinking in this moment? But this isn't going to dull his resume whatsoever. They got beaten by a Commanders team that's riding a ton of momentum, and I think everybody figured going into the playoffs, Detroit was going to be in a position where it was going to have to score in the high 30s or 40s to win to protect that defense. And that was the case. And they fell short.
I agree with you, Brad. I'm curious to know what your takeaways were just from that game. But I think if there is some sort of overwhelming message here, it may not be on the part of taking anything away from the Lions. They had injury problems all season, and at some point it was going to rear its head, and perhaps that was the game where it did. But the positive here is what the Commanders have been able to do with who they had and the pivots and the turns that they made to get there. That's still my impression of this, is we knew the Lions were facing a challenge all season given their injuries, and it finally came to hurt them.
Yeah, I mean, the Commanders were fantastic, and like I said, they've been riding a lot of momentum. You look at how they closed the regular season in the final month. It's real. Like what they're able to do when the game's on the line has been proven, and it wasn't even on the line. I mean, they beat Detroit at the Lions game. They were more physical than the Lions in that game, and Jaden Daniels was fantastic. You watch that game, and there weren't rookie mistakes. Like they had the one, I think it might have been their first fourth down play of the game, where the thing got screwed up. It looked like Mariota was going to pitch it to Jaden Daniels. Like that's not on Jaden Daniels. So it was a really impressive effort by the Commanders.
All right, Brad, so we know over the weekend the Bears interviewed Eddie George in person. That satisfied the criteria for the Rooney Rule. They are compliant. We know Ben Johnson, according to reports, and you were there, maybe you can add to this, now is free to interview with three teams that have shown interest, the Raiders, the Bears, and the Jaguars. What happens next in terms of the Bears and the coaching search, and how surprised were you that Eddie George became the 17th person interviewed for the job?
Yeah, I mean, Eddie George is a candidate that's, another one of those surprise names. I think that's what I would say to that. If he's got head coaching experience, smaller level in college football, obviously a decorated player in the National Football League, but I don't think he's a legitimate candidate to become a head coach in the NFL anytime soon, and he would probably have to take a longer path toward that. But yeah, you have to think that this thing could gain some real momentum. Ben Johnson can meet with people in person beginning today. And the only people the Bears have talked to that aren't eligible for an in-person meeting today are guys that are still alive in the playoffs. So Joe Brady, the Bills offensive coordinator, they couldn't meet with him today or this week if they wanted to. Pretty much everything else is on the table for them. And I think we're in a situation right now where I would guess that Ben Johnson's got the move to make here before things really get rolling. Now, he's not in play with the Saints, and looks like they've got some second interviews reported that'll happen in the next 48 hours. But I think the other teams, certainly the Raiders, the Bears, and Jacksonville are in a bit of a holding pattern. See what happens with Ben Johnson. But you would think we'd have some action this week for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if it happens today necessarily. I think you've got to give some people some time to lick their wounds. But do you think it could even happen early in the week, like tomorrow or Wednesday?
You just never know. Like if he's leaning toward one franchise, certainly a lot of reports that he will wind up with the Las Vegas Raiders. You could do a one face-to-face meeting and then lock it up. Like, I don't know that it's a situation where he's going to feel like he has to meet in person with all the teams. So, we'll see. I don't know. There are a lot of moving parts here. These things are fluid. Things can change quickly. But you would expect that we could see some action in the hiring cycle overall this week. And now the Bears, they've had all the time in the world to put together a deep and comprehensive list, and now they need to ready to take action and in the second phase be a lot more focused and ready to move.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now we find out just how coveted the job really is. That was Kevin Warren's contention, the most coveted job available. We have heard the quote and we have studied whether or not we believe that to be true or not. Brad, but I look at what the reports are with Vegas and the reports that the Raiders, including Tom Brady, interviewed or planned to Lance Newmark, executive that has a past, a shared history with Ben Johnson, could be his preferred choice as an executive. And certainly they cleared the path for Ben Johnson to come unimpeded without the kind of problem of having the sitting general manager in the way in Vegas in a way that the Bears did not. So when Kevin Warren said the job was the most coveted, I think that what he failed to include was, or maybe overlooked, the alignment that the Raiders offer is not as appealing, perhaps, to Ben Johnson as a team offering him a job in Chicago with a sitting general manager. Do you think that's going to be ultimately the reason the Bears might not be the most coveted job out there?
Well, it certainly could be a factor here with the candidates. There's no question about it. And but it's just one of many factors, right? You're looking at the ownership. What's the connection with him? Am I reporting directly to ownership, directly to GM? Is the GM going directly to the owner? What's the roster look like? Where am I going to be living? There's just a ton of factors, but the GM issue here could be a legitimate one. Is the quarterback not quite the draw that the Bears figured he would be? And I'm not saying that's the case. I'm saying that's a question worth exploring here, because there's not a quarterback in Las Vegas. There's not. And I don't know that there's a path to get one this year. But hypothetically, if the Raiders are offering you a six-year contract and you believe in what Tom Brady's saying and you're going to have an opportunity to go through the process and do it the right way, well, then maybe you're not, turned off by the fact that it's roster that's got Max Crosby and Brock Bowers and maybe like a dozen other NFL players. Like, that's it. Like, the cupboards aren't bare. The cupboards don't have doors on them in Las Vegas. But they might be able to get a big-time coaching guy there. And you look at Jacksonville. Like, how do you feel about Trevor Lawrence? Some people would feel pretty solid about him. And you go look at his numbers, especially in 22 and 23, and Trevor Lawrence's numbers, they stand up. So that could be in play if Shad Khan says he's, yeah, indeed, if I get the right coach and he lays out the right case to me that he wants to work with someone else, maybe Shad Khan pulls the trigger on Trent Baalke, the GM there, a guy who's not going to be able to entice a lot of top candidates to the Jaguars.
Yeah, I agree, Brad. It's not the question of if Caleb Williams is not just the best fit for somebody, but if that person also wants to have a hand in a quarterback decision moving forward for their team. You know, we talked about the clock and how at least Williams signified Ryan Poles' quarterback clock and what time it started. And now we know about, you know, the year being a lifetime. But I completely agree when it comes to that question. I do want to ask, what is your opinion of Tom Brady's access when it comes to this coaching search and his influence, given his position with Fox in the NFL?
You know, like, it certainly gives Tom Brady a little bit of an edge. I think he's not allowed in the Lions facility. He hasn't met with Ben Johnson in Allen Park, where the Lions facility is. Like, there are some rules in place for that. If owners have a problem with it, they probably should have done something about it before they voted to allow him to purchase, I think it's reportedly a 5% stake in the Raiders organization, because they already knew at the time he was working with Fox. Like, you know, that's your self-created problem then if this is now an issue. And don't act like you didn't know the Raiders would be in the hiring cycle, because they're there every 12 to 24 months. Like, that's what Mark Davis has done. And now perhaps they have an adult in the room and they can get things straightened out for their organization. Yeah, we'll have to see. Like, is that going to be the deciding factor, though, in Ben Johnson picking the Raiders over these other teams? I don't think so. I mean, if you want to delude yourself into thinking that, sure. But it's also, you know, there's just other factors in play here that I think if indeed he goes to Vegas, it'll be because of those, not because Tom Brady was able to chat with him pregame on the field. Like, I truly don't believe that's sealing the deal for the Raider organization.
All right, Brad, let's look at what the Bears are facing from how delicate of a balance they have to strike here. They're waiting, perhaps, on word from Ben Johnson. Can they get an in-person interview? Meanwhile, in New Orleans, they're moving forward with their search for the next head coach. They're bringing in Mike Kafka on Tuesday. They still are said to be interested in Mike McCarthy. The Bears, that could be their backup plan B, if you will, with Mike McCarthy, yet they don't want to lose him to the Saints and lose Ben Johnson to the Raiders if, in fact, those are their two top choices. How does this week unfold in your mind in regard to Mike McCarthy, and do you feel like that would be their best backup plan if they don't get Ben Johnson?
Well, I think McCarthy's very interesting if Ben Johnson's not in play. But what we don't know is how they feel about some of these guys that they've met with that are coordinators. Like, where are they at with Todd Monken, who's now available after the Baltimore Ravens were eliminated? You know, is he a guy that they're interested in? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, would they want to talk to Mike Kafka, who New Orleans is bringing in a second time? I don't know. You don't want to have a super long list of guys that are in that final group. Anthony Weaver apparently getting a second interview with the Saints as well. But McCarthy, with his experience, with the background he has developing young quarterbacks, you would imagine is in the mix for the Bears. But we just don't know how they've ordered up some of these other guys that they've talked to that haven't had head coaching experience yet. So the guys that would be in line maybe right behind Ben Johnson.
Yeah, Brad, history dictates that the Bears would now respond by hiring somebody who doesn't have head coaching experience to perhaps hiring someone who does. You've been here a lot longer than I have, but I do think of John Fox in this, and I wonder how much that piece of it is attractive to them. Somebody who has done the job before, knowing that Ryan Poles has the time he has left.
Well, the Bears haven't really gone back and forth on experience first-time head coaches. Fox was really the first guy with experience that they had hired in an awful long time. I think it's more looking at a guy they feel will have a plan for the quarterback. Like, there's a gap between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, and it's significant right now. And the Bears have got to find a way to close that gap. Like, they were in position to take the top player in the draft. They selected Williams. One season does not define what a player is going to become or anything of that nature at all. But, like, if it's a horse race right now, like, there's a distance that Caleb's got to close here to catch up to Jaden Daniels, and they've got to get the right coaching with him in order to make that happen. So I think you're looking at the plan, the vision that the coach has, the ideas he has for staffing, guys that he could bring with him, more so than has he been a head coach before, or would this be his first time doing it?
Great stuff, Brad. Really appreciate the update. Hope you had a great weekend, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, real quick, Dave, yeah. On the Cubs convention,
yep.
The cold case that's out there, did you get any clues to solving who destroyed Sammy's boombox?
I did not. I did not. I know that you were very much riveted to that question and answer. In 15 minutes with Sammy, Brad, I am very sorry that did not come up. I feel like I failed you.
Because, I mean, people talk about the Sox Park shooting, which is a cold case.
Yeah.
But this boom, the destruction of that boombox remains unsolved.
Well, let's just say that he did hug it out with one of the leading suspects. Is that fair enough? So if he saw Kerry Wood and Sammy embrace on stage and talk off stage, you were maybe dissuaded from thinking that was maybe a cold case. I think maybe it's solved and everyone's moved on except for you.
All right. Well, we'll
you can live in the past if you want, Brad. But, you know, we're all moving on.
We'll need to talk about this a little further off the air.
Okay. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I want to know the hot gossip. Yeah. I'm team cold case.
Okay. Thanks, Brad. Good stuff. Oh, you could count on Bigsy for a little bit of everything.
I love Brad's non-Bears talk.
Oh, you definitely would.
I love it. Like,
that would be
a
show.
I'm here for all of it. Yes.
I want to do that show.
He was great last week, giving the assessment.
Let's talk hockey. You can talk hockey. I would love to get his Notre Dame Ohio State thoughts.
Fair.
Anyway,
yes.
When we come back, we're going to reset in terms of where are the Bears in their search, what happened over the weekend, and what lies ahead for a very pivotal week when you're talking about the Bears finding a head coach. Layla Rahimi in for Mully. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.